Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
And thank you, Professor Engel, for making the time to chat to us. So, obviously, all over the news and very prominent is obviously the wage strikes at SARS. And what does this mean for the tax season, firstly?
Yeah. Well, right now we've had a little bit of a slowdown. But, I mean, it depends how widespread the strike is. I know that the top level hasn't made the declaration. But the question is how widespread it is. So for ESCOM, you know, all the employees joined in. At this point, from what I can see, the number of people joining the strike are fairly light. But as the numbers grow, it's going to be more and more difficult for SARS. Now, SARS has got a pretty good electronic system, so a lot of those things continue to function, and the guys in the center are not going to be joining the strike. So it's not like everything's going to be shut down, but it depends how widespread the strike goes. As it goes deeper, it's going to have a bigger impact.
It is a huge concern because, I mean, listening earlier to the fact that 18 branches are closed, so does this mean everyone needs to now submit electronically? Does this essentially what it means, that you physically can't go into a branch?
Well, you see, increasingly over the last number of years, they've moved electronic. So they've been trying to push out the physical for quite some time. So, yes, it'll be increasingly difficult for those who remain on paper that they will have trouble. But the electronic channels are quite strong. The problem is it's not just about submitting a return. It's actually engaging with SARS if you have a problem or if something's wrong with the system. So those things get affected very quickly. If you're trying to reach call centers, those get affected. But the basic system of electronics, that's really where SARS wants to be in the first place. But I think for poor people who rely on manual returns, it starts becoming a problem.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you think about it, how are people going to, those without access to internet, et cetera, and that were reliant on physically going into the branches are going to suffer now. I mean, does SARS have a plan B for those that can't do it electronically?
Well, no, I think electronic is the plan B. So
it is,
the problem will be is you also have the auto assessments going on. So a lot of people are getting auto assessed, which is again electronic, and then the response is electronic. So really, I think, as I said, the electronic is the plan B. The problem is that electronic, you find, is not alone enough. Electronic doesn't always get you there. So you often have to have manual interventions. As I said, a lot of people remain on desk. If they remain on desk, I guess that's plan C.
Yeah, absolutely. Professor, you mentioned also the auto assessment. Perhaps you can just take us through that, exactly what that means now.
Yeah, those things are quite a big. That caused a stir a few days ago. Last year they introduced them, but they were just showing you. And on auto assessment, they're saying, our system says, this is what you're making in your salary. Your employer is giving me this. These are the claims that you've made on your salary. And these are also our third-party data we have on you, from the bank, from the insurance company, from the CIS, all of that. And they will show you what it is on your, what they assume that you're making. And they'll say, this is how much you may owe. Now, you have only 40 business days to challenge that. So if you don't challenge it, then you're going to have a real problem. Now, if you challenge it, you can fix it somewhat electronically, so that can be done. But the idea here is actually make it easier. So for a lot of people, an auto assessment may be fine, but the auto assessment doesn't take into account a lot of your deductions and some other items, so you need to verify it. So in coming back to the strike, the problem is, you know, are you able to get your message through to challenge the business day within the 40 business days? I think generally you can do it electronically, so there's a response, but if you were looking for human intervention, a strike could be a problem.
Absolutely. I totally understand that. I mean, the first thing is, obviously, is to check the assessment, to check the, you know, the auto assessment. And then if there is a problem, to be able to phone through. And I suppose it's not just a matter of phoning through, but you'd also have to submit. You'd have to scan in, or you'd have to send through that information electronically.
Yes. So you're going to have to send it through electronically. Now, if the system is working, at least it's logged there. So I guess what SARS is going to say is our strike has nothing to do with it. We give you electronic. You should be able to respond electronic. We may not be able to do anything within the 40 business days, but you should try to meet it. So I don't think that becomes an excuse for you to delay. The problem is often glitches come up in the systems. You know, it's a new system. And to be honest with you, having worked with computers, there's always computer glitches. That's, again, where the manual starts coming in. And they're usually silly things, but you're covering a lot of people, and that comes up quite often. And that could become very scary to people, especially if the strike gets pronounced.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are fearing, obviously, what to do now in this tax season, because I think traditionally so many people have gone into the local SARS office. And I think it's just a fear of change and I suppose being reliant on a new system. And typically with government systems, we've in the past been nervous because there have been glitches when it's gone live. Yeah. So I suppose it's just fear that's the general feeling.
No, I would say that's right. Look, you really want to get off the manual system. The electronic systems are much better. But, you know, it's tough. I know I'm getting older. And even if the new change is good, you fight it. So to those people, you know, I feel bad for them, especially if they're not sure. If you're not sure what's going on, you want to do what you did before. So, again, but I think SARS has been trying to push people off those systems for quite some time. But then the question is, where do you go? Well, if you have a problem, then you have to go to some advisors, and for the very poor people, they can't necessarily afford that, and that's a bit scary for them.
The auto assessment, is that the only option? I mean, there's no manual assessment anymore. Is that the new ruling now?
Well, the auto assessment is not. It's a different kind of thing. An auto assessment is it's a way of avoiding for you to have to file a return. So what they're saying is, if we have all the information on you, and we've already done the calculation, you can trust it, you don't have a return to worry about. So it's really not an assessment, it's just a confirmation of a return. When you're talking about a regular assessment, that SARS sees something on the system, and they say, you know, you submitted this and you're wrong. Now, just one point, an auto assessment is not necessarily final. Let's say SARS system picks up you have one set of income, and then 3 years later they find that you have another set of income, and they gave you an auto assessment on the first round, they can still come at you. So it's not necessarily safety if you have other sources of income to report. People need to be aware of it. But an assessment is really a challenge of what you've done. So it's an auto assessment trying to avoid the return.
Okay, now thank you for clarifying. And then you've got 40 days to respond. So basically, what SARS, I suppose they'd come back to you, and what is it, just an approval that you have to give them on the system, online, or how does that
work? So generally what it works is you go online, it's 40 business days, you go in there and you say, actually, I don't know what you might find the system, I don't owe any money, and, you know, I say, well, it's fine, I mean, I think it's okay, and you just accept it. That's if you're comfortable with what they did. And if you have a problem, you can change it. There's a request for change. And I've heard there's been maybe a glitch or two there, but I think it's generally working right now. But then you say, look, you forgot about this, that, and the other thing. So then you have to submit electronically, you have to submit a return there. But if you go past the 40 business days, the problem then is a lot of people, I think, will, whether regarded as strike or not, then SARS is going to say you're stuck with the assessment. And I think a lot of people are going to fight that.
Okay, so you'd be stuck with whatever that initial assessment would be, right or wrong.
I think there's a way. You'd probably have to get a lawyer or something to, you know, work around it. I think there's some workaround. I'm not as familiar with them yet. I'm just fairly new system. So you then have to get an attorney or some sort of tax. You have to get a tax practitioner to help you to make a change. But the SARS is going to resist it. And the problem is that not all the numbers come through to you directly. They should be coming on the SMS. But sometimes they just come on the e-filing and you don't see it. And everybody who's out there is listening. Don't just rely on the SMS. Check your e-filing system that you're aware.
That's such a good point. And I suppose also with the e-filing system, check your details. So check your bank details, check your personal details, check all of that as well.
Absolutely. And that's where some issues are coming up. So, for example, a lot of people don't change their details. They move. Or they change their email system. Now, you're supposed to report that immediately if you do that. And SARS has actually made it a crime for you not to do it. It's kind of hard to enforce, but they will give these penalties. Now, the problem is if you haven't updated your system and SARS sends you a message and you don't receive it because you've changed, the question is, how does that play in the 40 business days? And, you know, SARS is hard line about it. They say, well, you didn't change it. Your problem. So really, you've got to be very, you've really got to keep up to date on that so the messages go through.
Well, and Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, thank you so much for that really constructive advice. And please, you've heard Professor Engel, you know what to do with e-filing, and please ensure that you check your tax returns and go on and check your auto assessments. You've got 40 business days. So thank you so much, Professor Engel, and have a good evening.